Ukrainian Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk has condemned a vote by Crimea's parliament to join Russia and to hold a referendum on the issue in 10 days' time. Yatsenyuk also warned his nation will defend itself if Russia's military intervention escalates amid concerns over thousands of pro-Russian forces on Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. Regional correspondent Stefan Boss reports.
Crimea's parliament voted to become part of Russia and asked Russian President Vladimir Putin to start a procedure of allowing the region to be reunited with its motherland. Legislatures also voted to hold a referendum on the status of the Crimean Peninsula in 10 days' time, explained legislator Sergei Shuvalnikov. He said people would be asked whether they vote for the reunion of Crimea with the Russian Federation as a subject of the Russian Federation. Secondly, whether they vote for the 1992 constitutional restoration and for Crimea to be part of Ukraine. It remained unclear why the referendum was still needed, as Crimea's Deputy Prime Minister Rustam Termakliev said a decree making Crimea part of Russia was already in force. He also warned Ukrainian troops in the Russian-controlled territory that they would be treated as occupiers and forced to surrender or leave. Ukrainian Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk condemned plans to unite Crimea with Russia.
This is an illegitimate decision. And this so-called referendum has no legal grounds at all. That's the reason why we urge Russian government not to support those who claim separatism in Ukraine. Crimea was, is, and will be an integral part of Ukraine.
He said he was concerned that Russian military movements in Crimea would eventually spread and go as far as the borders of the European Union. The Prime Minister also reminded the international community that Ukraine gave up its nuclear weapons in 1994 in exchange for security guarantees.
It would be quite difficult to convince Iran or North Korea to abandon its nuclear weapon in case if those who guaranteed our independence do not succeed in providing and delivering these guarantees.
He spoke at the emergency summit of European Union leaders in Brussels, where Romania's President Traian Băsescu proposed to mediate between Russia and Ukraine. Greece's Prime Minister Antonis Samaras said the crisis was a crucial test for Europe in the 21st century.
We have a crisis to defuse, and Europe must prove its moderating role.
Though differences remain over how to tackle the crisis, German Chancellor Angela Merkel welcomed EU plans to offer Ukraine $15 billion in economic assistance. Additionally, the EU announced an assets freeze covering the ousted Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych and his son, as well as the former Prime Minister Mykola Azarov and his son, and some 14 other officials. They are held responsible for embezzling billions of dollars in state funds. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting